December 21st, 2016.
Call this meeting to order. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible.
All right. So we do have a quorum. Myself, what is my title? Chairman Tim McCain and Clerk Bill Bailey. Is present. Steve Ross and Dean Cron are present, and Betty Harding will be calling in the next few minutes to join us at this time. I'd like to welcome our guest. I'm about to say guests, but it's guests. Thank you for joining us, Pepper, and for being part of our meeting tonight. Maybe others will join us as we go. Move right along, right? Fire Chief's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So everybody's got a copy of the December Fire Chief's Report. I'll just highlight a few, and I'm happy to dive deeper in the other ones. We're going to have a few roll over to the new business as well for some of the holiday stuff, but I'll just go through these. So starting with number one, we did hire one additional firefighter paramedic, Fireman Florence, and he wants to pick up about four or five. So this will help us to continue to grow our model for manpower and fire operations, which we're hoping to bring additions. Facilities and equipment number two, the repairs continue on a 1942 engine. Through Dean's hard work and effort and Captain Lopez and many, many, many others, we entered the truck in the Casa Grande and Eloy Electric Light Parades. Training number four, the district's daily training for the month of December with the search and rescue components. And again, the number five, the month of hose testing. We've completed all the annual hose testing, which is an environment. From the ANSI stand, have two sections of hose that failed testing, so those will be replaced as well. And on the second page, moving to the second page, under community service, during the month of the month, we assisted with 27 challenges of batteries and home safety repairs, and residents were not able to perform. I just want to take a minute and show people there's somebody in town that's going around and putting up the smart electrician smoke detectors, and charging as much as $100 to install this smoke detector. This is probably about a $4 smoke detector, and if you change your smoke detectors at home, when you take the back off, there's always a backing plate. See how this one doesn't have a backing plate on it, and it has this little finger in here? So when you take it off, it's going to alarm like there's something wrong with it. So next year, the person will take it off and go, oh, it's faulty, let me put another one up for you. The other thing that's tough is the fact that Arizona City has a lot of dust, right? Well, now that dust is getting in on the backside of the sensors. Smoke detectors on the ionic chambers see dust just like they see smoke. So once it has dust in it, it's going to fail. So we're seeing more and more of these that are out there for these smart electrician smoke detectors. So what we're replacing with is KIDDE, K-I-D-D-E smoke detector, that we're getting help from American Home. Are we seeing more and more of these are failing, more of these new ones in that are failing right away?
Wow.
So we're just trying to work through the newspapers in the chamber to try to get these warnings out for these to help the residents going forward. Being on the ceiling, this one sits down a little bit. The dust is going to come through this backside as well. The ceilings we have are at least textured, which adds, this is one of the things we're doing for a community service program. We have 6-7 detectors. These poor guys
are wired in. They're good.
Yeah, put them in. What they're doing is taking the plug for the ones that are wired in and just putting it right in here.
Isn't it not code that they are wired?
For helping with those as well. Mm-hmm. So we spent a lot of time. We've changed 27 homes at between 4 and 5 of these a month out. And the other thing they're doing is the guy's using a really rubber freight and tool battery. It doesn't have a lot of light. So it's not a Duracell. It's not that. They're chirping. You call them back and, oh, it's not the battery. It's the detector.
Another one.
I got to have to truck them. I'll change that for why I'm here right now and save your service. We're seeing more and more of these, and Pepper's taking more and more calls. We had at least 2 or 3. We'll go over and change it out right away for them.
We get close
on those.
Oh, man.
Okay. That was 15-19. We participated on the 3rd of December in the Casa of December. We hosted the adopted, talk about it in more depth later. The 34 children, and we were able to come in. And in the area, 27 on the 17th of November, we did an ACES holiday party. Again, just a chance for us to go during the holiday party, talk to the kids, yes, on a friendly basis. We danced with them, shared some nachos, and just, you know, help introduce it to what we can do on a public safety. On number 40, we'll talk about it again a little bit, but we've redone our exterior for our 457 plan, and we've added an access.
Chief, real quick, let everybody know on March the 11th, we're doing a golf tournament. Hole sponsors have with the Chief and Scott Waddle and the Moose Lodge people. We all got together as a community thing.
Oh, okay.
Instead of trying to do yourselves making sausage and pancakes and washing cars, do a couple of these. I think I could help probably pay for most of that on all of them.
When was that again? March
11th. March 11th. 8:30.
So that was my number 16 if you look at it. Again, just kudos to Steve. I mean, Steve put that all together, shared a meeting between Scott and myself. And again, we're going to do work together to get that out. So the idea is collaboration. At one time, we did a lot together, and for some reason, we separated out. So Steve, what I've done is I've joined a moose. We're all going to work together. Like Scott Bottle's having a fundraiser for
blood disease.
So we're going to take a ladder truck over. He lost my buddies, who's a long driver.
And he hits it 400 yards. So he's going to try and break the world record here and how many balls he can hit in 1 minute. So we got some other activities. We got, the thing is, we got our district moose lodges going on that week. So all the people from Tucson up here, I might have to use a little money to buy a computer for the seniors.
Right.
When you graduate, we get you a computer, I think, so that might be one of the things I have to take out of that. But the rest of it is going to be donated to our district for the 4th of July. And I like to do another one before the 4th of July, before all the winter folks go. So we know we probably got close to enough money to make I'm working on that for several different golf programs. Put golf programs together, I think you'll find, if you can get everybody involved in it, you'd be surprised. I'm looking to give you guys like $4,000. One golf tournament, $4,000 that goes into that. The 4th of July, and everybody loves the 4th of July fireworks here.
Right,
we got people coming all over. I'm hitting Eloy businesses up, all the businesses here. I'd like to see
you
guys.
We did that one time with the helped us. We didn't have to do all the darn car wash.
By far. Maybe about three of them.
You had fun there.
But if they could get 100 people or 80 to 100, 140 people, and old sponsors coming back, so.
There you go.
I'll be knocking on your door to do it. Put foursomes together. Yes. You know, I mean, it's all for the fireworks program. That's what I'm doing.
You know, and Scott's given us all that money. You know, so what I've done is I've agreed to join the Moose. I've agreed to help with the special events they're having with helping with Airbeam. So we're actually from the association side. We've never had the money we have, and we've covered all of our Christmas costs. Hey, washing cars for 6 hours, breakfast and getting $100 is tough.
Yes,
office.
It is. And I like to put
almost just want to ask everybody that was working at Hey Dog today.
Yeah. For us, how that works. But I'm also trying to do another one to help support as a moose in the Far District and Scott to have money to hopefully cover us for that summer activity program that we do here. Mm-hmm. So one of them. Hopefully, would knock off the 2 months that we're not donating. You know, the Moose donates. Hopefully, they'll gather enough people to help do that.
There you go. That's good. Cover. All right.
So that's the highlights I have. Again, we're going to cover some more in depth a little bit later.
March 11th. Write that big word letter.
Okay? All right. I have that in, and we'll put it in down. Minutes as well.
It's down. Sounds good, Chief. Thank you very much. And just a note for the minutes: Betty Harding did join us. Via phone, I think it was 8:08 when she 6:08. I haven't been here that long. 6:08. So she did join us. So, moving on to the staff reports, number 6 in your book.
Number 6, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So for the month of November, from November 1st to November 30th, we ran a total of 124 calls. 2 of those were fires. We had one outside a brush structure, one outside a structure that was a bomb.
A bomb?
Bonfire.
Oh, bonfire.
Bonfire. So outside a structure and one that got in a structure for 2 fires. We had 88 rescue and emergency medical responses, 10 alarms, and 25 other was smoke scare lockouts for a total of 124 calls. Next page is the injuries to our members from these calls, which was 0.
Awesome.
So we'll go to the next page. This is kind of the breakdown of the calls going forward. Of the fires, again, one was outside, one was outside equipment fire. Of the 88 rescue calls, One ended up with being a rescue EMS incident. 13 were EMS medical incidents. 9 were EMS calls excluding vehicle accidents. And 5 were motor vehicle accidents for a total of 88. Service calls are broken down. There's 7 were others for the category of 3 were public service assist. 1 was public service. And the good intent calls were 5 for the month. False alarms or smoke in the area. The next page, this kind of breaks down how we started. 89 calls. We started originally with no lights and siren on 7, what's called code 2. 3 calls of the 89, 16 started. Then the last page breaks down our fractile response times. November, we had a tremendous amount of back-to-back-to-back calls. And back-to-back, we are 90% fractile response time was up for the month. But it's 7 minutes and 33 seconds. The highest response time is when we had 4 calls in a row for 11 minutes and 0 seconds. Average response time for the month of November was 4 minutes and 25 seconds.
Very good.
Chief, I have a question for you.
In our previous month's data, weren't we showing our district's fire loss for the month?
Dollar loss?
Dollar loss, yeah.
Get that for us.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Oh, okay. I thought that was.
This one you're talking on the front?
Well, I thought it was listed in our data reports here where we showed what our fire loss was for the month and then what it was for the year.
I think that if there was fire loss, there was something in the estimated property loss.
But not
for the entire year.
Oh, okay. It wasn't a yearly.
No.
Okay. Well, I don't see that even for the month here, so I was kind of curious.
The one we had were 2 like brush fires that were, one was
I think we were. Last figure I saw was about $50,000 maybe for the year, so I don't know. Maybe.
I have to look it up.
Maybe not. But I was just curious.
I'll look up the average.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Chief, thank you very much. You guys are working hard, and those back-to-back calls, you know, that, how y'all figure that out. So you guys are doing well.
The awesome thing is, since March 8th, we have not missed a call this morning at 7 a.m., so we struggled.
So they go to the hospital, you got to go get them?
Yeah, I got to bring them back.
Because they didn't have a ride? Or
well, what happens is the ambulance may get dispatched to another call, or the ambulance takes so long that I lose that medic for an additional amount of time. I got
to
get him back.
Oh, I see. You got to go to the hospital and get your medic.
Yeah.
Not the people.
No.
I thought you meant you went and got the people.
Oh, no. My man.
Really?
Yeah. We're a full service. We're a full service fire.
Is that like a stop at Dairy Queen?
They can't pay the bill. They bring them back.
I use an ice cream cone.
That wouldn't surprise me some other people do that.
Yeah. I was getting excited there. Get our, I was supposed to say, hell, that's a deal with people.
Get our manpower back.
That's awesome.
Okay. I'm glad you clarified that for me. I thought, you go get the people they use to protect it. Oh, that's cool. Stop the Dairy Queen.
No. Okay, moving on. Correspondence. Chief, do we have any correspondence?
Multiple Christmas cards are the only things that we receive.
Okay.
There you go. So they're all put.
Okay. All right, moving on to the consent agenda. All items under the consent agenda will be approved under one motion unless one of the governing board members pulls an item for further discussion. Having looked at the consent agenda, do I have a motion to accept the...
I'll make a motion to accept it.
Okay, that would be Steve Ross making the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
That would be Dean Cron giving the second. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All those that are present, but I didn't hear from Betty. Betty, did you hear us?
I hear you and I agree.
Okay, I just didn't hear you over there, so I wasn't sure. Okay, so it would be a...
Is that unanimous?
Unanimous,
or something like that.
Unanimous and anonymous. Sometimes they get messed up in my head. Which one's which, right?
Careful.
all right, call to the public. Anyone wishing to address the board would need to fill out a card, and I do not have a card. We really have a very large population. The ghosts that are in the seats tonight didn't give me any cards. So. So let's move to old business, and actually, I think maybe Chief, maybe we cover number 2, and then let's get down to the new business, and then go back to the other one. So let's go skip to number 2 in the old business discussion and possible action regarding the AFTA conference. And Chief, you want to fill us in on that?
Sure. So the AFTA conference, I think everybody's gotten the registration in. The ones that will get the check signed for us and get all the dollars out for our new. We use a GIS rate for mileage, food, Our mileage now is 50, food per day is $45. And then the room is taken care of. We pay for that up front. And you also get food on Sunday to come home. We're done so late in Laughlin. Saturday night, we pay for the night to spend the night. That's all prepaid. So if you put it all on red when you walk in the door, you got to buy your own food after that. So, but that's where it's at. And then the schedules have all been turned in, so you'll sign up that first day. For those that haven't been before, I highly suggest making sure you hit the opening conference, the pipes and the drum corps there. It's impressive to see them come in and present the colors and the color guard as well, too.
Last year, I wish I would have been able to get there for that.
Put on a good show there. It's a bad. And then, again, there's a few open sessions, round tables. We try to sneak in another room and add back. So if anybody has any questions, either give Pepper or myself a call. I'd be happy to help. Questions, how to get there. Steve, you went last year.
Yeah.
Bill, you've been to Laughlin before, right? Tim, you were there. A couple ways you can get up there, but we'll give you
the Pepper was showing me.
That's all I had, unless you know.
You'll drive through Nowhere, Arizona,
that's
which
right.
is.
I've been through that.
Oh, okay. You've been to Nowhere. You've been to Nowhere before, huh?
Yeah, you better not blink.
That's right. It's just a sign that says you're in the middle of nowhere. All right. Let's move on down to new business, and we'll go back up and hit number one in the old business in a little bit. Discussion possible action regarding. I think that it actually should be swearing in of board members.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we have to swear in Mr. Bill Bailey again, and Betty will be sworn in when she gets back at the next board meeting.
Oh, Mr. Bailey.
All righty.
All right, raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me. I state your full name.
Billy.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly. And I personally discharge the duties.
Of the office.
According to the best of my abilities.
Here's your certificate.
There you are.
Thank you.
Didn't let you get away.
And, all right, Dean, come on up.
Dean has to do it again? He just did it.
I did it.
Well, no, he got, because of the election cycles,
oh, okay.
He got sworn in on a partial cycle. We got to swear you back in for your new cycle.
Oh, and see, like, you got to swear in again.
Well, like, swear. Swear.
Yeah. Well, at least you're not using bad words in your swearing, right?
All right, raise your right hand,
yes,
please.
Sir.
I state your full name.
Dean Cron.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the
United States
and the Constitution and laws
and the Constitution and laws
of Arizona,
of the state of Arizona,
all enemies,
and defend them against
foreign and domestic,
foreign and domestic.
And I will faithfully and impartially discharge.
We're going to make you do that every other month now.
Yeah, I think we're getting pretty good at it.
We just want to make sure that you know.
Yeah, next time, have it memorized.
Yeah, that's right. You got to get it memorized.
All right, Tim.
Yes.
Can you make sure I
know? I'll see you, darling.
It didn't.
Your phone goes off and gets charged $1.
$1? That's it?
I never carry my phone in there.
We need to raise that rate. You guys can make some money. You guys can make some money for it.
Pardon? I give
yours. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
All right. Next month we will do Betty, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Moving to new business number two, discussion of possible action regarding Arizona City Fire Department holiday activities.
Okay. So, again, we talked about a little bit in the previous section of Chief's report. We ended up having a busy month. We did our fly-in Santa on the 3rd. We brought in about 350 children. And their families in, where we flew Santa in a helicopter. We had Mrs. Claus come in on the 41. Dean was able to drive Mrs. Claus in as well. We participated in that. I was the second on the 3rd. We had the Dean's Hard Efforts and a lot of others. We won first prize at the public safety category. And then on November 10th, we ended up participating in the Eloy Electric Light Parade. And on the 17th, before our holiday party, we ended up having the Adopt a Family. Of that, we ended up having 34 children, 11 families. We spent $3,985.79 buying a pair of shoes, a pair of socks, a pair of pants, averaging about $142.35 per child. We covered all that cost in donations, and we had a lot of people. So in the past, we've had to kind of come up with ways to collaboratively get that through events. And Pinal 40 that came across last year. This year, Airbnb gave us $1,600 for our Christmas program. He gave us $1,000, or going to give us $1,000 for fireworks. So to Steve's point, we can work a lot smarter on this moving forward than we've done in the past, kind of like plugging in $100 increments from there as well. And we have several others coming in. Arizona City Trash gave us $200. The Lady Golfers, the Niners, between the Niners, gave us $534. The Men's Golfers, several residents came and said, are you doing that program and doing everything for the kids? We had a $500. So a lot of people are recognizing what we're doing and hard work. So everybody on the district, including the people, are able to do more and more with that money worth struggling. The gals shot for it. We had a wrapping party on the 7th, I think, here. All the gifts, put in packages. The goal was to get gifts to people who aren't in the tree. And just some great, a lot of people were leaving in tears, and we heard some tough stories. Raising their children that, you know, it's tough, tough Christmas. You know, I'll share a couple stories we had. The last one was a grandmother raising three children in the military and had a daughter that, daughter she was raising from her daughter as well. So basically, late in her life, taking four of her grandkids and putting them in a that's struggling and, you know, kind of was in the middle of the night type of deal. I just want to recognize all the hard work. You know, it's not just the Electric Light Parade. It's people see us out there, donated from it. 42, as we've talked about before, is something that we're going to use. We put every retired member that we can work with Dean to try to keep the beer out of the church. So,
that's an old habit to break.
There's a special compartment you don't even know about.
Is Randy riding with you?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Randy and Ron Jolly.
Ron Jolly, there's no way. He lost that battle.
He'd have his back pocket.
It was the time, but
not anymore. Ron still has him in his back pocket. Yeah.
But I just wanted to talk about the hard work. You know, we, Captain Lopez led a team. Every Christmas decoration you see on Sun Legend, lights are done on the trucks. All those lights go right out to the bushes. So we're not just buying, pay for these poles out here for the electricity. Built a tree together. We, you know, put all the lights up together all on our own time. And then
we have some fire.
Put the trucks out there.
Thank you.
Get the county to fix your road out here. My God, I turned in there and like it needs to be cut completely. The bike broke down there, I think.
You know, we keep thinking there's one out back, it's the same way, and there's always water in the street, so it's got to be coming from somewhere. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Chief, for all the work you guys do during the holidays and throughout all the year, but you know, specifically at this point in time for families. All right, let's move to back to old business number one, discussion and possible action regarding Chief Heath's contract, something we've had many meetings over before, but in accordance with what we're supposed to do here, these ARS 38431.03A3 or 38431.03A1, I would suggest we move into executive session to discuss.
I thought we already made that happen.
There's a couple other things.
We did. There's a couple additions I'd like to talk about in executive session to make sure everybody's clear.
Yeah. I was just reading from the front of the thing about the ARS deal. So.
Oh, okay.
So I'd make a motion that we move into executive session. Do we have a second?
Second.
That'd be Steve Ross. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Be approved, so we'll move into executive session at 6:31. Go for it. All right, we are resuming regular open session at 7:04 p.m. You said 7:03. Look at that, 7:04. That time up there? That's the official time to the district right there. And I don't think we have any other business on the agenda, so the next regular business meeting will be January 18th. If you have something to submit for the agenda, that will be January 10th. And if you guys are ready to go home, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
That would be Bill Bailey making the motion. Second. Second. That would be Steve Ross. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 7:04.